Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
All right, it's time for Volume 8 in a series I like to call AOR, AOK. You know the drill, melodic rock, mostly from the 80s and early 90s, a driving beat, crunchy guitars, keyboard embellishments, and a very earnest delivery, even though the lyrics may be predictable or cliche. There's a definite formula, but that doesn't mean it's uninspired. There's inspiration to be found within the formula. Like I always say, they'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. I just obviously have a soft spot for this kind of music. Gives me energy, makes me happy. So let's kick off Volume 8 of AOR AOK with a band called Return. This is a Norwegian band. They formed in 1980. They released 5 albums between 1987 and 1992. They had some hits in Norway, but nowhere else. Let's kick off the show with a song from their 3rd album, Straight Down the Line, from 1989. This is a song by Return called Lonely. We'll be right back. What If was a supergroup, if you stretch the definition of the word supergroup, comprised of Bob Wilson and Larry Williams, two ex-members of Sea Wind, and Tommy Funderburk, who was in a band called Airplay. The story of What If goes back to 1981 after the collapse of Sea Wind. Bob Wilson and Tommy Funderburk completed an album calling themselves The Front, and then they joined back up with Larry Williams' old bandmate Bob Wilson and formed a group called What If. Also included Larry Klein on bass and Michael Thompson on guitar, and they signed with RCA Records and put out a self-titled album, What If, in 1987. Let's hear a song by What If called What If.
I had a dream last night, a dream that led
The Keen Brothers were an American pop music duo. From 1976 to 1982, they were active. They started out as pre-teens. Brothers Tom Keen on piano and John Keen on drums. Ended up releasing four albums, these brothers did, and briefly hosted a television variety show on CBS. They released two albums as the Keen Brothers in 77 and 79, and then in 1981 they released an album where they were just calling themselves Keen. We're going to hear a song from that record by Keen. It's called I Love My Life. The All Sports Band was an American pop rock group, some minor chart success in the early 80s. The band was manufactured by Tracy Coates, who sought to appeal to a youthful market by dressing the band members as sports figures. This was kind of a weird take on the Village People, I guess the AOR version of the Village People. Tracy Coates spent 18 months auditioning tapes before selecting the band members, and the represented sports were auto racing, baseball, boxing, football, and martial arts. So one of each of the band members dressed up in costumes relating to each of those sports. The first charting single was called I'm Your Superman, which went to 93 in the top 100 in November of 81. Their second Hot 100 single, Opposites Do Attract, did a little better, reaching number 78. This band had a deal with Radio Records, which was distributed by Atlantic Records, and the band also appeared on Solid Gold and American Bandstand. Let's hear a song by the All Sports Band called Runaway. Thank you. Wild Blue grew out of a Chicago band called Jinx. The core members of Jinx were Joe Zanona, Terry Curtin, and Frank Barbalace. And they were looking for a female vocalist. They found one in Renee Vero. And Mike Neff joined as drummer. But then turns out there was another band called Jinx, so they had to change their name. And eventually they decided on the name Wild Blue, and that's why they're one and only album. They called it No More Jinx. So as Jinx, they had already signed a 2-album deal with Chrysalis Records and recorded the first album in 1985. Chrysalis caused unnecessary friction in the band. However, by flying Rene Vero and John Zanona over to London to record half the album with other studio musicians. About this time, Terry Curtin and Mike Neff quit. They were replaced by Mike Gorman and Ken Hark, both of whom had been members of the band Off-Broadway. Mike Neff had also been in Off-Broadway. Chrysalis then decided they didn't like the name Wild Blue. They had signed the band as Jinx, delayed the release of the album until 1986. Eventually gave in, let the band release the record No More Jinx as Wild Blue. Let's hear a song from that record by Wild Blue. It's called Give Me a Reason. Love is left behind.
Be
The original incarnation of this next band, Fortune, was formed by two brothers whose last name was Fortune. They released a self-titled album with Warner Brothers in 1978. Then in 1982, they had a song on the Last American Virgin soundtrack and were inspired to pursue a more commercial 80s hard rock sound. In 1985, they released another self-titled album with MCA. Let's hear a song from it. This is Fortune, a song called Thrill of It All. The self-titled album by The Koo, K-O-O, was released by NFJ Records in 1985. I know that they were an American band, but I can't find any other info about this band. But this song also was featured in the movie Friday the 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, which came out in 89, but the song was originally on the band's 1985 album. So this is the band The Coup and a song called Strike.
Time to move in front.
I don't think I did it on the last AOR, AOK episode, but it has been a tradition on these episodes to include a Canadian segment. So let's do that now, beginning with a band called The Arrows. Different from the band The Arrows that originally recorded I Love Rock and Roll, this is a band from Toronto, formed in 1981, landed a deal with A&M Records, and released an album in 1984 called Stand Back. Let's hear a song from that record by The Arrows. It's called Meet Me in the Middle. Widow were a band from Montreal. They released two albums, Gone Too Far in 1984 and Rocket in 1985. Let's hear a song from the second album, Rocket, by Widow. This is called Bitter End.
I
DeVay, D-E-V-A-Y, were another Montreal band. They released an album called Break Down the Walls in 1992. Let's hear a song from it called I Won't Let Go.
You hide in the dark, think I can't see.
The Canadian AOR band Worrall, W-O-R-R-A-L-L, was the brainchild of brothers Rick and Steve Worrall. Their self-titled album was released by A&M in 1991. Let's hear a song from it called I Can't Stop.
I could stay with you forever.
Paul Lane is a Canadian singer, probably most famous for replacing Ted Poley in Danger Danger. But before that, in 1990, he released his own solo album with Elektra Records, produced by fellow Canadian Bruce Fairbairn. It's called Stick It In Your Ear. This is a song from that record by Paul Lane called Doriana.
Yeah.
All right, so Paul Lane closed out our Canadian segment for this episode, but this next song is from an album called Canada. But the singer, Dan Lucas, is German. This came out in 1992, a great song by Dan Lucas called The Fire. Rat Bat Blue were a Swedish band named after a Deep Purple song. Their album Squeak came out in 1990. This might be a questionable song to include on AOR AOK with the horns and just the production in general, but I really like this song and I think it's heavy enough and melodic enough and upbeat enough to include on AOR AOK. It fits in. I think it fits in. So this is a song by Rat Bat Blue called Jack is Back.
Yeah.
Up next is another weird one by a German band called Mr. Perfect. The album was called Fasten Seatbelts. Came out in 1993. Why is the song called The Ballad of Helen Keller? You tell me. This is Mr. Perfect. Raquel were a Sunset Strip band. They had a song called Pop Goes the Music featured in an MTV commercial, which you would probably remember if you heard it. And they recorded an album in 1989, half of which was produced by Toby Wright. But the record went unreleased at the time. It didn't come out until 2000. But check out a song from that record by Raquel. It's called Love Don't Go.
Cut it no more. First you called me distant, and then
alcohol recollect so much. Girl, you know that I missed you a lot. And first you called me distant, then you called me cold.
Brian Jack was the frontman for Baltimore hair metal band Child's Play. I believe I played a song from their 1990 album Rat Race on the second hair metal episode. Brian Jack left Child's Play in 1991 and self-released his first solo album called Promise of Love the next year, 92. This is a classic-sounding AOR song by Brian Jack. It's called Love Has a Hold on Me.
Stand. There's a fire inside. Every day is burning bright.
Danger Zone were an Italian band. They recorded a classic-sounding metal EP called Victim of Time in 1984. Then they recorded a more melodic full-length album that went unreleased until 2011. So this is Love Dies Hard by Danger Zone. Atlantic were a German band. They released one album in 1994. It's called Power. Let's hear a great AOR song from that album, Power, by Atlantic. The song is called Power Over Me. Quade, Q-U-A-D-E, were a Maryland band named for singer Gene Quade. They released an EP called Rock in Motion in 1989, and then an album called Heaven's Break in 1990. Let's hear a song from the EP called Drive Me Crazy. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
This next guy, Lance Powers, he had a single in 1983 and an EP in 1984, but this song is from a compilation called Destination Unknown that came out in 1997. I suspect this song was recorded earlier than that, but I'm not sure when it was recorded. It was not released in the 80s, but it probably was recorded then. So this is Lance Powers, a song called Strange Kind of Love.
Oh,
be back.